Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go straight to Francis Chan. This is Francis Chan, and he has this encounter with a Jehovah Witness. And for those that don't know, first of all, Jehovah means God, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the name of God. And so this God Witness, they feel like they're coming to his house. He's in the yard doing like Pat does, doing trimming his hedges and carving animals out with his shrubs.
Yeah,
he's got Drew Brees in the corner bush.
That's right, right. Florida Lee's on the other side.
Yeah, with a bag on his head. And so he's raking his yard, and all of a sudden, you know, these people come up and they have something, you know, to share with him, which is cool. I mean, think about it. If somebody comes to you and they say they care about you and they're wanting to share something with you, don't call your neighbor up and say they're coming down the street, close your door. You know, go get excited. If you're not saved, first get saved. And then, you know, get discipled. And That's then right. share with them about That's your right. experience with God, because your experience beats an argument every single time,
every
a
time.
Viewpoint. And these folks, somebody's coming to your door telling you about that they feel like they have a relationship with God. I mean, they're committed. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they actually had one.
Right.
I mean, just think about it. That's the person that you want to share with them. You know, that God loves them. God's got a plan for their life. And listen right here with Francis Chan. He gives a beautiful viewpoint on how to do that, to have a heart after everyone. Watch. Listen.
Some of you have heard, I shared the story a little while ago, how just a few months ago, I was working in my front yard fixing some things, and some Jehovah's Witnesses come by, and they say, hey, can we talk to you? And I'm fixing this, and I go, of course. How can I, yeah, I got some things to say to you too. You know, let's talk. No, seriously, because I just think, here are some human beings, I need to love on them, they're trying to love on me, and so they start sharing some things, and I just said, hey, can I just tell you a couple things that God's done in my life recently? Just a couple things. I mean, this will blow your mind. Let me just tell you about some answers to prayer that just happened like last week. And this lady goes, you know, God doesn't listen to everyone's prayers. And I said, you know what? Actually, biblically, you're right on. I go, James 1 says that if we doubt, he's not going to listen to us. James 4 says if we ask with the wrong motives, he's not going to listen to us. 1 Peter 3 says if I don't honor my wife, man, my prayers are going to be hindered. He says in Isaiah 58, if I don't care for the poor, it doesn't mean if I fast and pray. He's not listening. Yeah, I go in Amos, he says, I don't even want to hear the noise of your songs. You know, I'm not going to listen to that. He says, if my people would humble themselves, you know, and turn from their wicked ways. I mean, there's conditions. So you're absolutely right. He does not listen to every prayer, but he listens to mine. I tell this one story of this thing that happened, and she's like, wow. I go, explain that. Why is he listening to me? You know? And she goes, let's get out of here. And so her and her friends start walking away. I go, actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to walk with you because I have some more stories. And because I didn't want them to just walk away. I want them to know. I just want people to know this Jesus, because there's nothing like answered prayer. There's nothing like, no way. I just spoke to God and he listened to me. I mean, that's my favorite thing on earth. When I ask for something, I go, shut up. God just listened to me and look what he did. You can't explain this away. And so I'm telling them these stories as I'm walking with them. Man, I went like a block and a half just telling them. And one of them looks at me and she goes, what are you? Because you're one of them Pentecostals. And I go, don't worry about it. I go, here's all you need to know about me. I'm a human being just like you. And I get alone with that book. I get alone with the Bible and I just read it. And and I see stuff I'm supposed to do and I do it, and I pray to that God in that Bible, that Jesus who died on that cross for me, and I just read that and I pray to him and he listens to me and he's changed me, and everything he's done in my life, it just blows my mind. And she goes, "That's your problem." That was literally what she goes, "That's your problem." She goes, "You read that book by yourself." She goes, "You can't understand that book unless one of our leaders explains it to you." And I said, "See, that's your problem." No, I said, "You're putting all of your trust in someone else." I go, "Do you understand this is about your eternity? This is about heaven and hell. And you are putting all your trust in what someone else tells you." And you understand, man, I think some of us in the room do this. Some of the things we believe and do and hold so dear is not because we found it in this book. It's just because someone told us. And I'm not saying that we don't listen to people who know more than we do. Man, I think there's a time to listen. But at the same time, you know, I see a lot of believers just grabbing on and listening to someone because they're a popular speaker, or listening to someone because he's a good singer. Someone appears really intelligent, you know, quotes some Greek words that you don't know any better. You're like, "Okay, I guess." And you just start listening and you just follow these supposed scholars. And just like I told those ladies, I go, "Look, you would never come up with some of these conclusions if you just read this book over and over again. Right now, you guys believe that Michael and Jesus are the same person. You really would have got that from the Bible? You only believe that because someone told you. If you put this verse over here, isn't that kind of the same?" Yeah, I go, "Man, just read it for yourself."
This is beautiful. Yeah. That's Francis Chan speaking with IHOP KC down in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
On God TV. Understand, that's why we say we all need an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not just the Jehovah Witnesses that say, you know, you need somebody to explain it to you. How many people, I think, based on statistics, 97% of Christians in America depend on someone else explaining to them what the Bible says. 81% don't even pick up their Bibles at all, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And there is an explainer. I mean, there is an explainer that can explain the Bible, you know.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Right. And it's the only, think about this. The Bible is the only book that comes with the author.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. There's nothing, when you hear audio type books, I love the authors to read their books.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're given the right inflections. You hear, you know, what they're doing. Very few actually do that. But when you have the Bible, you hear, you read, the word's living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. I mean, forget about bungee jumping and doing all these, you know, across the world races and all these different things. Just get in the Word of God and begin an adventure that will change your life forever. I'll never forget when God began to call me to the next level, and he's called me to a lot of different levels that he wanted me to walk into, seasons. But he showed me, I was in my office, And I was like, you know, "Dear God, what do you want? You know, what do you, I'll do it, whatever you want." I mean, and finally he showed me, he said, "I want you." You know, "I want you." And it's like, of course, we're like, "Well, how specifically do you want me?"
Be a little more specific.
Are we talking to Paul here?
What
do you want me?
What part of me do you want?
Yeah, part of me do you want? And he wanted all of me, John.
All. The gospel of all. There you go.
All of me. And so, which was cool. I just needed to know. To know that. And so he showed me, I'm studying in the Word. I'm reading the Word like Francis Chan is. I'm abiding with God. And listen, you can go to iabide.org. iabide.org. We have a free, simple plan that you can begin to walk just like Francis Chan, like we're walking on an everyday basis, you know, abiding with God. Mm-hmm. And so I began to abide with the Lord in this whole, you know, what the Lord said to me. And he showed me, I don't know if you've ever, obviously today it's totally different, but there used to be like, what are those dance studios from way back when? I'm sure you took some of the dance classes.
I'm sure I did. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, whatever it is. They got steps on the floor.
And you Fred Astaire?
Fred Astaire. Oh, I'm sure Steve would have taken it. Right. Yeah, not Fred Astaire.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, footsteps painted on the floor, and what you do is you walk on the footsteps.
But ballroom dancing?
Okay, let's move on. We got a lot of time.
Peter! Yeah.
For all those that are before their generation, you understand what I'm talking about. And so, and then what you would do, they teach people how to dance, but then you would just step on, okay, you're going to be the red footsteps, and she's going to be the black footsteps, and you would walk and dance those steps type thing.
He must have went.
That's obviously somebody you don't have much
sounds
rhythm.
Like experience.
Sounds like you must have went to the dancing. Now, how's the red one go?
I never needed a map. I've always had my own rhythm.
Oh.
Watch me,
if
Jesus.
Anyone has footage.
Watch me, Jesus.
If anyone has footage, please feel free
excuse
to send
me.
It to
excuse
us.
Me. Excuse me. Thank God. Well, I just want to tell you, you know, if all these devices were available today, we too would have footage on everywhere.
There you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
And so it's
some
not,
more so than others.
Yeah.
That's right.
Including John Paul. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Okay, so then.
You
so
were dancing.
Similar to that. Actually, I'm sitting in the presence of the Lord.
Oh,
and, Shekinah. Anyway, so the presence of the Lord drops. And he shows me these footsteps. I see these footsteps going all the way across my office, side by side, and they go all the way up the wall. And do you want me to dance? No, I'm seeing that. And he speaks to me, and he says, "These steps are my word. You can do this thing by walking on my word. My word is so tangible and so dependable and so solid that you, when I say something, you can stand on that word and follow it, and it'll take you all the way where you need to go." That was an amazing thing. And it's been constantly the next step. Your most important step you're going to take is the next step that comes out of that encounter with God. And I'm excited about very soon, in a couple of days, hopefully, maybe a week or so, we're going to introduce to you, God is opening up three or four new next steps that's going to bring, it's an answer to our prayers for the nation.
Yes.
It's an answer to prayer in so many different ways. And for all those that have walked with us over all these years, those that have been in the wilderness with us, those who've been out and saw the power of God drop in a powerful way in those tent of meetings and all these things that have happened, realize God has heard your prayer and has not forgotten, and things are about to turn full circle again. And you can stand on this word because we're seeing some pretty awesome things take place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.